Brother Joseph, the most confusing doctrine in this end time we are living concerns the rapture. There are all kinds of doctrines contradicting each other. Is the rapture before the Great Tribulation, in the middle, or after? Or is it secret? What does the Bible say exactly?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a very important issue, this, because there is a lot of confusion around doctrinally. Now, it's not a secondary issue, because if we get this wrong, it's going to be big trouble. In fact, let's say, for example, the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine is wrong, let's say, for example. Well, if that is wrong, that means that the rapture comes after the tribulation. That means the church will be unprepared. That means the Antichrist will destroy the church.
Yes.
Which is one reason why the devil is spreading all this false doctrine inside the church. Right, so now listen. The best way to know when the rapture is just go to the words of Jesus. He made it very, very clear. Matthew 24, 29 to 31. You want to read it?
Yes. Matthew 24, 29 to 31.
Yes.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the signs of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Got that?
Yes.
So it's very clear, it says immediately after the tribulation. There are a million doctrines, but Jesus said after the tribulations.
Yes.
Very clear.
Yeah, he says that.
It's also, if you see Revelation 1, verse 7.
Yes, one second. Revelation 1, 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
See, it's very clear. Hmm. It says that every eye will see him, Revelation 1, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 24, 29 to 31, it says, all the tribes of the earth, they will see the Son of Man. So there is no possibility of secret rapture here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every eye will see him.
Okay.
Yes.
It is not possible.
It's very plain.
It's no secret. Now, if he comes before the tribulation and nobody sees him, then this scripture is wrong. Because, look, it says every eye shall see him.
Yeah.
So there is no way around it.
Okay.
Look, let's go to Revelation 22. It's very dangerous for these people who teach whatever the Bible doesn't say. See, Jesus said very, very clear. Immediately after the tribulation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He says very clear.
It's Jesus speaking.
So, it's Jesus speaking. So, for people to go around teaching is before the tribulation, I mean, these guys are in danger of God's curses. You know, you're under curse if you teach something that you don't have biblical foundation. Read it. You go Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19.
Okay. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
These people are preaching these false doctrines. They are very much in danger. Amen?
Yes. So then, as Jesus himself said in Matthew 24, 29, the rapture is after the Great Tribulation.
Yes, and that's exactly what he says, and it's very dangerous to change that.
Yeah, we should accept it as it is, and that's it.
Very dangerous. People are in danger of becoming false prophets and getting under the punishment of God. Be careful about adding. If Jesus says after, I wouldn't change that. I wouldn't say no, it's before because it's secret, because the Bible doesn't talk about it.
Right.
I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Amen.
It's secret because the Bible doesn't talk about it. That's ridiculous. At this point, you can say Confucius is God, the Bible doesn't talk, but he is. Okay?
It's true. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I really pray for
these people.
Who preach things which are not in the Bible. Some of them are 100% false prophets from the devil to deceive the church, so the church can be unprepared and not prepared, and the Christ can destroy. Others just that they've just been taught, just programmed by religions, and they don't know what they're doing, and they're just sweet and sincere people who are just repeating like parrots what somebody else is saying. But it's wrong, it's not in the Bible. The rule is, if it's not in the Bible, if there is no scriptural foundation, please don't say it.
Amen.
If the Bible is silent, don't you talk.
Amen.
If the Bible doesn't talk, you be silent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, in Jesus' name.